January 6th, subpoenas issued. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Five Republican members of Congress have been ordered by the January 6th committee to appear, but they say they refuse to participate.
It is unprecedented for Congress to issue a subpoena to sitting lawmakers for testimony. Here are the five members who won't cooperate, all from the GOP. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, and Andy Biggs. Mo Brooks tweeted that if the committee wanted to hear from him, it should issue a subpoena. So the committee took Brooks's offer. The committee did not issue a subpoena for GOP Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. House committee chairs say it's rare for anyone to ignore a subpoena. The 1-6 committee plans a wave of public hearings, some in prime time, in June.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram. If members don't comply, the House could vote to hold them in contempt, triggering prosecution from the Department of Justice. President Biden pledging more steps to respond to a nationwide baby formula shortage.
The Biden administration says it was not caught off guard by a baby formula shortage.
This is work that's been underway for months.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president is very focused on cutting red tape and increasing supplies. He convened a call with infant formula producers and major retailers on ways to restock shelves.
And we're going to do everything we can to cut red tape take steps to increase supply on the marketplace.
Psaki says regulators will monitor for signs of price gouging and work on increasing imports. The shortage was triggered by a major safety recall of formula coupled with supply chain disruptions. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Stocks fell slightly on Thursday. The S&P 500 heading for its sixth consecutive weekly decline. Stock futures this morning are higher as investors gear up for the S&P 500 to potentially slide into official bear market territory. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
President Biden inviting police chiefs and city mayors to the White House reportedly to talk about shifting COVID relief money to law enforcement.
President Biden is meeting with police chiefs and mayors from Tampa, Toledo, Houston, Baton Rouge, and Detroit, among others. A White House official told the Associated Press the plan is for the president to ask more states and cities to allocate unspent COVID relief money on law enforcement. In the nearly $2 trillion American Rescue Plan package, $350 billion went to local governments, and some of that was allowed to go to law enforcement departments. In fact, the president had urged some of that money to go to police in cities with higher crime rates last June. The president has rejected the notion of defunding police, something more progressive Democrats had called for after the murder of George Floyd. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
One team advances, another series sent to Game 7 in NBA playoff action on Thursday night. Fox's Matt Napolitano is here to recap it all for us.
For the second time in 3 years, the Miami Heat have a shot at the Eastern Conference crown.
Butler in transition. Draws the foul. Count the basket. Jimmy Butler got it to go.
Call courtesy of ESPN. Jimmy Butler with the lay-in and the foul, a game-high 32 points for him as the Heat topped the Philadelphia 76ers Thursday 99-90, winning their series 4-2. They now await either the Milwaukee Bucks or Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Meantime, the Dallas Mavericks send their series against the reigning champs in the West to Game 7. Luka Doncic putting up a game-high 33 points as the Mavs crush the Phoenix Suns 113-86. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, the COVID-19 pandemic has been rough for lots of workers. A Vegas strip resort surprising 5,400 employees with $5,000 bonuses. Every employee of the Cosmopolitan getting the bonus. It's all being done to show appreciation for their work during the COVID pandemic over the last 2 years. I'm Ted Lindner. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.